Sean Patrick Maloney, running for Congress, hopefully on your part, against Nan Heyworth, and you have some opponents who we've interviewed on this program. So I guess the first thing I want to ask you is, how did we come to this mess in debt, the rest of it in the United States?
Bad policies, Alan. I mean, you know, policies matter. When I worked for Bill Clinton, and what Bill Clinton got right was balancing the budget the right way, growing the economy, increasing revenues by growing GDP. And when we left the White House in 2000, we had not just paid down the deficit, we had eliminated it. We were running record surpluses, and we were paying down the national debt. And if those policies had been left alone by George W. Bush, the country would be incalculably better off today than it is. Instead, what they did was they gave huge tax cuts to people who didn't need them. They fought two wars without paying for them. We borrowed the money to do it. And we put in place a huge prescription drug benefit program, which a lot of us support, but we borrowed the money to do it instead of paying for it like we should have. And that was all before the recession hit. And the recession hit because we had a lot of folks down in Washington who were asleep at the switch when they should have been regulating the guys who were doing the wrongdoing that blew up the world economy. And so now we find ourselves in a huge mess. But we have been here before. We have been in a difficult position before, and we know what works. What works is a balanced approach. If you look at the budget Bill Clinton passed without a single Republican vote in 1993, you know, what did he do? He raised taxes on the wealthiest just a little. If we go back to the Clinton-era tax rates, which we know were consistent with massive job growth and economic expansion, so we know it didn't kill the economy. But if we just went back to the Clinton-era rates on the wealthiest Americans, guys making over $250,000 a year, if we cut waste, if we stop giving tax breaks to oil companies that don't need them, if we stop giving credits to companies that ship jobs overseas, if we actually go where the waste is in the federal budget, and we do some other sensible things, we can balance the budget in a sensible way that protects our values. We do not need to attack or destroy Medicare. We do not need to attack or destroy Social Security. We can do this, but we need to do it smart, and we need to remember our values as Americans.
Now, Sean Patrick Maloney, around the world, we see a lot of indebtedness on the part of governments, and we, I think, have been advising some of those governments that they have to pull in their horns. Do we have chutzpah to say to others to do what we're not willing to do?
Well, I hope not, because I think we do need to be willing to do it. The point is we need to do it the right way. I mean, it's important that we keep our debt under control. That's why I'm so proud that at the end of the Clinton administration, we were paying down the national debt. We were decreasing it, not increasing it. The president was running record surpluses because he had balanced the budget using a sensible approach that made the wealthiest pay their fair share, that promoted job growth through investments in education and infrastructure and things that create jobs, get us going. And that's what we got to do again. Now, look, we can be very serious about long-term debt reduction, but the best way to reduce long-term debt is to grow this economy. We are never gonna grow by cutting, and we are never gonna eliminate our debt by simply killing the wealth-creating engine of the American economy. We've got to grow.
So I guess I want to know a little bit more about foreign policy, if I may. We involved ourselves in a couple of wars. Should we have?
I think that in the wake of September 11th, it's completely understandable, and I support what we did in Afghanistan. I think that was a clear and present danger to the United States, and there was a government in place that was harboring the people who attacked us on September 11th. I did not support what President Bush did in Iraq. I think we went to war at the wrong time and the wrong place for the wrong reason. So I don't know how anybody could, looking back on it, say that made a lot of sense. And we spent hundreds of billions of dollars that would have been better spent here at home. And we got a lot of people killed. And I just think it was a tragic mistake. Now, I respect and honor the service of the people who fought in those conflicts. I think what they did is absolutely unbelievable. And we need to honor that in every way possible. But that those policies were wrong for America. Now, if you look at the world today, we know what works better than putting a bunch of kids on the ground in harm's way is using covert operations better, using special forces better, using enhanced intelligence gathering techniques, whether it's use of unmanned drones or satellite or electronic technologies. I think using surgical targeting of terrorists who are threatening the country. I mean, I think there are ways to fight this war on terror smart and tough and effectively that do not involve going to war all over the world especially in the wrong place.
Talk to me about Iran a little bit. You know, we've got nuclear weapons. The Soviets have nuclear weapons. The French have nuclear weapons. The Israelis have nuclear weapons. I happen not to like the Iranian administration, but I want to ask you, what is the philosophical justification for us telling them not to have them?
Look, I do not. I think it is absolutely terrifying to contemplate a nuclear-armed Iran. And this is a country that and leaders who have committed themselves to the destruction of Israel, and I think we need to take that very seriously. So I don't think you can put on the same level the regime in Iran and what it's dedicated to. And if you look at the erraticness and you look at the statements that have come out, not from fringe elements, from the leadership of the country, then I think that that you have to take very seriously the prospect of Iranian nuclear program. And so I oppose it, and I think that we need to do everything we can to stop them from going nuclear.
And what is the, obviously, Sean Patrick Maloney, I would be remiss not to ask you the follow-up question on that. What is everything we can?
Everything we can?
You said.
Every tool in our kit, Alan. I think that what the president's doing on the toughest sanctions that have ever been imposed make a lot of sense. I think we are really starting to see them bite. I think we have to go after the core of their economy, which is oil exports. We are doing that now in cooperation with our partners in Europe. Russia is absolutely key to this, and it really highlights the need to have strong allies and strong friends around the world. We need to isolate them in every way possible. We also need to make clear that we take very seriously their support of terrorism and the things they do that undermine and threaten the security of Israel, and that we will not tolerate a weaponized nuclear program.
Okay.
So I wouldn't take any options off the table.
Okay, no options off the table, which include bombing them if we need to?
Well, I don't think it makes any sense to engage in a hypothetical with you, Alan. I think that what you need to do is you need to keep all options on the table, because this is an existential threat to the region and particularly to the state of Israel, and I think we need to take that very seriously. I don't think it does any good to saber rattle or to engage in hypotheticals to get everybody spun up. I think what makes sense, and you're talking to a guy who read all the national security information on this issue for 3 years in the West Wing, and so I take this stuff very seriously. But there are a lot of things we can do, and there are things we are doing short of going to war. And we need to exhaust all of those options long before we start, you know, rattling sabers. But it does not make sense to take options off the table when you're dealing with the most terrifying weapons known to man in the hands of people who have made it their goal to extinguish the state of Israel.
Do you have any doubt that they would use those weapons if they got them?
I don't know, but if my kids went to sleep in Tel Aviv, I would sure be concerned about it.
Sean Patrick Maloney, you got, you know, a minute or so to tell us anything you'd like.
Look, I think what's going on in this year is that, and I hear it every day, is that working and middle-class people have been getting squeezed. It's not just this year or last year. It's not even this recession. It's been going on for a long time. It's because our economy is not working for middle-class families anymore. When my dad got out of school, you know, he went to work for U.S. Steel after getting out of the Navy, and he made $300 a month. He got paid 12 times a year, and he saved, and he sacrificed, and he sent six kids to college on one income. And my mom stayed home, and they did it all with hard work and by getting a fair shot. And they had a government that had their back with things like the GI Bill, and that got them good health care, that got them good insurance, that they were able to finance their home, they were able to make ends meet on a good income that also came with some benefits. And we got to get back to that. We got to get back to a place where middle-class families feel like if they work hard and they play by the rules, then their kids, you know, maybe can afford to go to college and not come out with a ton of debt, that they can afford to live in the house they grew up in, that they can look forward to a retirement that is secure, where they've earned some peace of mind, and they don't have politicians in Washington telling them they're going to end their Medicare and swap it out for some privatized, you know, voucher program, as though that's going to be good enough. I mean, we've got to get back to growing this economy so that working and middle-class people, who are the backbone of America, are doing well again. And that is what I'm going to get up every day and focus like a laser beam on. That's why I'm running. I think it's what is absolutely critical to the future of the Hudson Valley. And I think it's what's so terrible about what this Republican crowd running Congress right now is doing. They only got one solution, which is give more tax cuts to the very wealthiest Americans, and everybody else can fend for themselves. It doesn't work. We know it doesn't work. And if we keep representing only the powerful and well-connected, we are never going to be the country we need to be.
Sean Patrick Maloney, a pleasure to have you with us explaining your positions, which you do very well, and I want to wish you good luck.
Thank you, Alan. It's been a pleasure.